In this bulletin, 17 confirmed COVID-19 cases in a cluster in South Australia. A settlement reached for a class action over the federal government's robo-debt scheme. And in sports, summer tennis tournaments to shift to Victoria. With the latest from the SBS newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. A coronavirus cluster in South Australia has shut down two schools, a fast food store, and sent an aged care centre into lockdown after a worker tested positive. There are 17 confirmed COVID-19 cases so far, with about 15 linked to a single family, and contact tracing is being conducted for 90 staff and hospital patients. An 81-year-old woman tested positive at the Lyell McEwen Hospital in Northern Adelaide, and anyone who may have come into contact with her is being assessed. The Acting Chief Medical Officer, Paul Kelly, says he has confidence South Australia's contact tracing system can contain further spread of the virus.
So we know about the capability of South Australia, and we know about the capability of the other states as to what support they can give, and indeed from the Commonwealth level. So that's all kicked in, as you would expect it to do, and we remain very ready to assist with that work in the coming days.
And the South Australian government is imposing new restrictions from midnight because of the cluster of 17 COVID-19 cases. The state's gyms are being closed, funeral numbers are being limited, and inbound international flights into Adelaide have been suspended for this week. Premier Steve Marshall says swift action is needed to stay ahead of coronavirus, and the contact tracing team is being boosted to tackle the outbreak.
It's fair to say that we are now facing our biggest test to date, but we can and we must rise to this new challenge. We have world-leading health experts and world-leading systems that have helped keep South Australia safe and strong.
And five states have imposed border restrictions on South Australia as the Adelaide cluster balloons. Queensland has joined Victoria, Tasmania, the Northern Territory and Western Australia in imposing restrictions on travellers from South Australia. The Northern Territory's Chief Minister, Michael Gunner, has declared South Australia a COVID-19 hotspot effective immediately because of the case cluster in Adelaide.
People who are arriving here from South Australia this morning will be directed to supervised quarantine or given the option of returning to South Australia. And people who attended the travel here later today from South Australia will need to make a decision now to stay there, or if they do come here, to enter supervised quarantine. Because of this late notice, those who enter the Northern Territory today or tomorrow from South Australia will not need to pay the $2,500.
Meantime, the New South Wales Premier says she doesn't believe it's necessary to shut borders every time there's a coronavirus outbreak. The state has recorded no new locally acquired COVID-19 cases as it monitors South Australians who have been in high-risk venues entering New South Wales. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says she's taking a different approach to other states because the community needs to live with the pandemic.
So obviously, if health has identified venues in South Australia, where it says if you're a close contact of this particular venue, stay home and get isolated, well, obviously we expect people to follow those arrangements.
The federal government has agreed to settle a class action over its troubled robo-debt scheme, which raised unlawful debts against welfare recipients. A federal court trial was scheduled to start today until lawyers announced an in-principle settlement has been reached, which needs judge approval. Thousands of Australians are expected to receive refunds worth a total of $720 million because of incorrect matching between the tax office and Centrelink. Labor's Bill Shorten says finally there's justice for the victims of this program, but he insists government ministers must be held to account.
But it should never have taken 4 years and the resolution of the largest class action in Australian legal history for 400,000 everyday Australians to seek justice. I congratulate not just the seven plaintiffs who took on the system, but Gordon Legal, who ran the class action when I approached them about this matter.
Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the community is well aware of the lasting mental scars from the coronavirus pandemic, as a report reveals the cost of psychological illness in Australia. A Productivity Commission mental health report is recommending putting patients at the centre of the mental health system, with a particular focus on children's well-being. The document, released on Monday, suggests mental illness costs the Australian economy about $220 billion each year as a conservative estimate. Mr. Morrison says health issues have serious economic consequences, and well-being concerns are also closely tied to national prosperity.
I want to acknowledge all those Australians who live with mental illness, those who have lived experience of suicide, their loved ones and their communities, their carers. In particular, I acknowledge the many veterans who struggle with mental health challenges.
And if you or someone you know requires mental health support, you can call Lifeline on 13 11 14. In sport, Tennis Australia is preparing to shift its big summer events to Victoria in a model similar to the AFL hub. The organisation will move at least five events, usually held interstate, to Victoria so competitors can freely travel. Some tournaments could be held at regional locations and played potentially after the Australian Open in Melbourne. Let's see what the weather's going to be like tomorrow. It'll be partly cloudy in Perth, 24 degrees. Also 24 degrees in Adelaide and sunny. In Melbourne, cloudy, 20 degrees. Sunny in Hobart, a top of 19. Fine and 24 in Canberra. Partly cloudy for Wollongong, 20 degrees. 22 for Sydney, much the same. Similar conditions in Newcastle, 24. A couple of showers developing in Brisbane, a top of 31. Also 31 in Cairns, where it'll be mostly sunny. And a couple of showers with a possible storm, 36 degrees for Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos from the SBS Newsroom. And for more detailed analysis of the day's news, check out our podcast, SBS News In Depth.